You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
don't mind waiting on the Lord, because when we know when we wait on the Lord, we know that everything is going to be done, and it's going to be done perfectly. If we don't wait on the Lord and we do it ourselves, we know how that always turns out, right? Amen, family. Good evening. It is Pastor V, and I'm so grateful to be with you guys yet once again. It just seems as though the month comes quick, but then it seems like it goes too long. I'll be ready to get back with you guys to be able to share some more inspiration and encouragement and some motivation. So on this evening, I'm excited to be before you once again. And, you know, that song confirmed something in my spirit, because as I was trying to drive home to get myself set up and already had, you know, what I was going to speak about, and then it dropped in my spirit to bring up something else. And part of that was because I watched Juanita Bynum on last night. I watched one of her teaching series, and she was teaching about the finisher. And she was talking about, you know, God is the author and finisher of our faith, but we also need to be finishers of anything that we put our hands to do, especially those things of God, how we need to be finishers. The devil is afraid of those who have that finished spirit. And so from there, and there's been a few things that I've been dealing with. I've been dealing with fear. I've been dealing with faith, and I've been dealing with finishing, believe it or not. So this morning I woke up and I said, you know what, God, I said, I'm getting ready to go on a fast, because I am so serious about the things of God and the move of God in my life and the move of God on other people's life and just across the kingdom as, you know, as a whole. And I know that there is sometimes what they say, some these kind come out by prayer and fasting. And so the fear and the doubt and the hesitation that I have, you know, me trying to work that out on my own, that's not working for me. So now I have to let that thing know. I have to starve it to death and let it know, look, I'm serious about really doing the things of God. So therefore, while I was at work today, I created a 21-day fast. And the title of the fast, and it was for myself. I just did it for myself. And I like creating the template of, you know, each day having the scriptures to go with it, the focus and what I'm praying for and things like that. And so it was just for me. But as I was driving, God spoke and said, share with the family. Share the fast with the family. It is faith, focus, and finish. Faith, focus, and finish. And I don't know how many out there need their faith strengthened. You need your focus to kind of, you know, narrow down a little bit, because you kind of been a little bit scatterbrained, kind of a little bit all over the place, or really questioning God to give you some direction. So you really need some focus, and you need to finish a lot of things that we started in our life. We need to finish. This year is the year. Remember, it's taking charge of your own journey is what God gave me at the beginning. And if we're going to take charge of our own journey, then therefore we're going to have to finish something by the end of 2019. Now, you might have one thing on your plate, two things, or five things, but we're going to have to finish something by the end of 2019. So, family, I'm encouraging you that if you want to be a part of this fast, it's going to be, unfortunately, it's going to start Mother's Day, but that's like 6 p.m., so you still got time to go to the buffet and get all your eat in and everything else, mothers. But on the May 12th May 12th starting at 6 p.m. to June 1st, and you can pick whatever times that you want. You can pick whatever fast that you want, you know, whether you want to do all day, partial day, total fast. This is up to you, but I'm asking for you to join in with me for the next 21 days, starting on May 12th to June 1st, and let's really sacrifice ourselves to God and say, God, I really want you to build my faith. God, I really want to focus in on the things of you and the things that you will have me to do. And God, I really want to finish something. I want to finish the work you've started in me. So if you want to be a part of that, please, again, join in with me May 12th through the June 1st. If you don't want to join in with me, please pray for me while I'm on this, because I really need some things. I really need some answers from God. I really need some things really moved and shook and removed and everything else. So pray for me as I'm on this fast. If you want, I've already kind of laid out some of the scriptures and things like that. There's, you know, anybody can, I can definitely send you a copy of that. The only thing that's in there is for myself, is because I am a single woman. I do have one day in there that I'm praying for my future husband. So you can tell her that if you're already married or if you need a future wife or future husband, but you can still use those same scriptures. So that's the only thing that's a tad bit different. So, again, May 12th through June 1st, if you want to join me in on that 21-day fast, please find me on Facebook, find me wherever, and I can send you the packet I've already designed for myself, and I can share that with you, or just create your own fast, and we'll be able to do that. And again, we always praying and fasting for our own family here on the Now Network as well, because God is doing some mighty things also. So let's just start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you, Lord, thanking you and praising you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, asking that you calm our minds and our hearts, Father, for the day that we had. Lord, some went to work, some went to school, some had appointments, some had a lot of things to do. But right now, God, we want to zero in our mind and our heart and our spirit to be able to focus on you and hear a word from you, Lord. Let's just get these 30 minutes or 45 minutes in, God, just to hear from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you just bless every listener, oh God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Let something said and done, Lord, be a seed planted in their life that they may grow thereby. These things we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, amen. Well, amen, family. We're here again, taking charge of your own journey. God has not deviated me from that, and I can see why he had me on that focus this year and trying to help other people have that focus this year. Because, again, we've been so kind of lackadaisy. Oh, well, we'll just wait and see. Or, you know, they said, you know, well, I'm believing God by faith, but are you putting the works to your faith? You know, that's the part, too, that we keep forgetting to do, that you can have the faith, but you also got to put some work to it. So that's also taking charge of your own journey. So today what I want to talk about, it's going to kind of be two-part a little bit if I can, but it's going to be diligently seeking God, okay? Now, when you really want to get focused, when I say for real want to get focused, you will diligently seek God. And I'm not talking about kind of like, okay, well, I get up, Pastor Flores, I pray, I read, you know, I'm in my word and things like that. I'm seeking God because I pray every day, I read, I talk to God, okay? But you're not strongly, diligently seeking God where you're just, your whole day is focused on God. What are you doing? What are you saying? What are you speaking? Because I need this move in my life. So our praying needs to be pressed. It needs to be pursued with energy that never tires, but it's persistent. So your prayer life can't just be a prayer life like, oh, well, I got to put my time in with God. No, your prayer, when you pray, there has to be sometimes, of course, yeah, you'll give God, you know, like, okay, I have 5 minutes at lunch or I'm driving a car, I'm praying. But there has to be a lot of times throughout the week, and I'm hoping that it's 7 days a week, that there is time that you really press in prayer. You really are persistent in prayer. You're really laid out before God and really seeking him, not just for yourself, but also for the kingdom as well. You're putting the demands on God. What do you say? Prove me. You're putting the demands on God. You're trying to bust heaven wide open. You're trying to break demonic forces. You're trying to really press in. So God can break through. He don't need to break through, but so God can come through and be and bless your life and bless those who you're praying for. So we diligently have to be a part, because a big part of your plan is seeking God. We know this, but do we do this? That's the thing, because, again, remember, every message that I'm talking to y'all, remember, it came to me first because I knew to do it, but did I really do it? I was one of those ones like, yeah, I pray, I read, because, you know, I do a lot of teaching. So I do a lot of reading and, you know, see, but was I diligently seeking? What I'm saying, that's with your whole heart, your soul. That's when you emptying out before the Lord. You emptying out your mind, your heart, your feelings, your emotions and everything before God, because you want him to come back in and fill you up with his spirit. I don't need to be walking away from prayer. What is prayer? If I'm going to sit up there and I'm going to lay out before God a situation that I'm dealing with, or it has my emotions jacked up and tied up, and then I get up and then I start thinking about that thing again, then I didn't press hard enough in prayer. because I need to be getting up, and that thing is not even on my mind. It's so far from my mind, it's gone. But we're not pressing. We just like, oh, well, God, here you go. Like, like flipping him off a little penny or something. No, you got to really press in on that prayer in order to get those things emptied out in your spirit. And one thing that I definitely encourage is speaking and praying in the Holy Ghost, because that goes down to your soul. When you speak in the Holy Ghost, that brings up the things of your soul to God. So don't be afraid to speak in the tongues, in the spirit, and the language of God. If you have the language, speak in the language. If you're still seeking the language, ask God for it. Because I tell you, when I speak in the language, man, my soul gets empty. Because, again, the spirit gives utterance to things that I don't even understand and I don't even know. Only him and God knows and understands. So we have to do that, okay? So I had an attitude that God knew that I loved him, you know? So it's kind of like having that attitude. So I forget to talk to him every now and then, or I didn't talk to him like I should. But, you know, it's kind of like, well, God knows I love him. He know I'm still around. He's still around. I'm still around. We good. But, no, it's not to be like that. It's to be where you long for that relationship with God. You long to talk to him. I mean, you are not complete until you have had a serious conversation with God. It shouldn't be one of those just pass-by type of things. This has to be, man, I don't feel good until I've emptied out my soul each and every day. This not every other day type of thing. Every day you need to empty out, all right? So, my question to you is, do you have a social relationship with God like you have a social media relationship? Do you have a social relationship with God? And what I mean by social relationship is not like, you know, like I said, happenstance. It's, do you really talk to him for real, for real? Do you really tell him those things that's concerning you? Do you tell him your feelings and emotions and the things that are on your mind? Or do you try to pray and talk to him like you see somebody else in the pulpit talk to him? You know, that's the old, thou gracious heavenly Father, thou merciful great Jehovah. No, I have a social relationship with God. I have all honor, reverence, and respect for him, but he's also my friend. And any friend that you have in your life, what do you have? You have a social relationship. That means, you know, when you're talking to your best friend, what do you talk to them about? You talk to them about your secrets. You talk to them about everything that bothers you and concerns you. You talk about your husband, your wife, your kids, and the job getting on your nerves and everything. That's the kind of social relationship you need to have with God. Because what does he say? Cast your cares upon me, for I also care for you. Not just your friend, not just your sister or your brother or that, you know, whoever you got. I also care for you. I also want to know, how was your day? I also want to know, how is your job going? What do you feel I can help you to do to make it better? I also want to know, how is your marriage going? What kind of concerns do you have with that? How can I help you with that? That's a social relationship that you have with God. When you see God, you should not only see God for the things that he can do, but you should sometimes just seek for him alone. I don't all the time go and say, well, God, I need this. I need this bill paid. I need you to straighten my kids out. I need you to straighten my husband out. God, I need you to straighten my boss out. God, I need. No, I sometimes like, God, I just want to talk to you. Can I just holler at you for a minute? Let me just tell you what's on my mind and my feelings, God. Just so I can empty it out, God, and just so it's off my chest. So don't always go to him wanting something, but go to him because you want him. Just like, you know, you wanted that relationship. You wanted that boo thing in your life. You wanted that man and you want that woman in your life. What did you always say? I just want to be around you. I didn't want nothing. I didn't call you for nothing. I didn't want nothing. I just wanted to hear your voice. Ooh, ouch. Amen. Remember those days? Some of y'all think y'all don't remember. Y'all remember those days? That's the same thing with God. God, I don't want nothing. I just want to hear your voice. Oh, glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. God, sometimes I just want to hear your voice. I don't want nothing. I just want to know that you're still there. I just want to know you're still around. I just want to be in your presence, God. I just want to smell your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I don't want nothing. I just want to be right here. I just want to lay in your arms. Y'all remember what that feel like? We can do that naturally, but come on, God is the same kind of God. He wants that kind of relationship with you. So you have to diligently seek him. So in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30 says, come to me, all you who are weary, burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit. The best way to do this is to do it daily. Don't go when the load is so heavy. It's too heavy for you to even carry. Go each and every day. You know, it's kind of like laundry. Oh, my goodness, I will wait till my laundry pile up. Have you ever let your laundry pile up that you had so many loads that you just decided to dump everything out and then just pick out what you wanted to go wash and put the other stuff back in the laundry basket? Oh, I'm the only one. You let the load pile up so high that after a while you don't have anything to wear. Then you go and pick out what you want to go wash, but you still got the load of clothes that still need to be washed. Does that really make sense? Versus what? When you get no more than two loads, you need to be going washing. You need to keep the load light. So then, therefore, you're not picking it. And that's what we do. Oh, my Jesus, help. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's exactly what we do. Our load gets so heavy, then we pick and choose what we want to take out and give to God. So you give God those things, but you still go leave prayer still with a heavy load. You ain't even emptied it all out. Don't never go with a load that heavy. Daily you have to empty out. If you make this in your routine daily, it will keep your wash clean, which means it will keep your soul clean. Amen? So seeking God is a lifestyle. Seeking God is a lifestyle. We got so many different styles, don't we all? We got fashion styles, hairstyles, makeup styles, talk style, swag styles, decorated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you come to my house, you'll see my style. If you ever came to my house, like Valora, she's earth tone. She's mellow. She creates moods and atmospheres in every room. That's my style. Y'all know my hairstyle. I'll change that in a minute, though. We got all these kind of styles, but we want to adapt the God lifestyle. We want to adapt the God style. Why not? I love wearing that more than I love wearing anything else, more than wearing Michael Kors or Dolce or whoever else name. I like wearing God's style more than anything else because that style gives me a glow. That style gives, you know what I'm saying, people look like, oh, I like you. You got something different about you. Oh, girl, you're wearing that smile. You know, I like that hair. Then that's when people notice you when you got on the God style. But when you sit up here spending all this money and doing all this extra stuff to get noticed and ain't nobody noticing you, it was so interesting. I told my sister one time, I said, I can look at a person. I don't know not one person from another. I might could recognize a Coach because of how it's, you know, or a Course, but I don't know these name brands. All I know is a purse is a purse is a purse is a purse. If it's got to have a name on it, it ain't going to be on Velour Farm because guess what? Purse is not my thing. Now, shoes. That might be something different. But I still ain't going to pay no more than $19.99. I promise you that. So you got to remember, God's style is the best style to wear. You need to wake up every day and put on God. Wear him all day long. That's your lifestyle now. How you gonna say that you're a Christian or how you gonna say you in this walk, but you don't want to put God on every day? You don't want nobody to see the God in you. You don't want nobody to know that God is in you. You're afraid to talk around people. It was interesting today because on my lunch break, I had two situations going on with two different people that, you know, had some serious traumatic situations going on in their life. And I had to sit in the break room and I had to pray. I had to counsel, and I had to pray. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm like, all these people around, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go walk outside when it's cold. I'm not going to go in my car and try to hide who I am. No, I'm taking this phone call right here. This is who I am. We can't hide God. Don't never hide God. Let him shine through you, okay? So there's no quick shortcuts. I, for one, thought that there was. Not because I'm lazy, okay? So when you diligently seeking God, there is no shortcuts. I thought so, not because I'm lazy. It's just I don't like doing anything that takes a lot of work. Be like, Pastor Lewis, that sounds like lazy. I guess I'm more so have been a person that I am the one that thinks smarter and don't work harder. I'm the thinker, and then I find other people to do the work. But hint, how you treat God is how you treat your relationships. If you don't want to put in the work with God, I can imagine some of y'all marriages, relationships, you know, relationships with your children or whoever else, you got to put in work to have a successful relationship. I mean some work. I don't mean just calling a person on the phone. You got to put in spending some time. You got to put in getting to know them. You got to put in sometimes, you know, it don't seem to be going your way. Oh, don't we do that with God? Sometimes it don't seem to be going our way, so what you going to do? You going to quit on God? No, you got to wait your turn. You got to wait for his answer. You got to wait. And that's just like any other relationship. So there's no shortcuts in diligently seeking God. Just like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, there's a fast that I need to go. That's work. Do you know how much I love food? You want me to give up my lemon pepper chicken and french fries and my turtle sundaes and all that for 21 days? That's work. But I really need God in my life, and I really need him to move. So therefore, I'm willing to put in the work and whatever it takes to see the manifestation in my life, your life, in the kingdom. Amen. So when you're diligently seeking God, there is no shortcuts in this thing, y'all. You got to put in the work. And trust me, y'all know putting in the work for God always pays out. Come on now. Don't tell me they ain't never paid out when you put in the work for God. God always gives you a reward for seeking him. So it's very interesting because, again, we don't want to put in the time and we don't want to put in the work, and especially when it comes to time. And I was 2000 is when I was called, and I was called into the ministry. I was first called to preach. And God had spoke somewhere around, I always keep trying to remember, but I know it's like around 2003, something like that. And he said, Spirit and Truth Ministries is going to be the name of your church. And I was newly saved. I've been in church all my life, but saved is really when you really now know what it means and really dedicating yourself to God. And I was like, Jesus, you got jokes. Okay, do you know who I am? Do you know where I've done and where I've been and everything else? There ain't no church coming up out of me. So you figure now it's 2019. Now here comes the manifestation of what God spoke almost 16 years ago. Nobody wants to put in that time to really wait on God's timing. You're here, and you all of a sudden you're run. Well, God said I'm supposed to open church. God said I'm supposed to be a pastor. God said, okay, but did you wait? Did God give you the steps on what you're supposed to do? He didn't say right now. He spoke. He said, what, one day? One day you're going to do this. But I got to take you through the training session of everything else. We don't want to wait. That's another thing. When you diligently seeking God, there is a waiting that you have to do. Okay, so answer me this. How many of y'all, when you go into the park or you go into a barbecue or you go into a picnic or anything like that, what do you do? You go find the nearest big tree possible because what? You want some shade, right? So you run to a big tree because you want some shade because you don't want the hot sun on you and things like that. You enjoy that tree. I don't know anybody that runs to the park or a barbecue or anything outdoors, and you run to some weeds. How many of y'all run to weeds and go sit by some weeds? No, we run and go sit by a tree because we know what the tree is going to give us. It's going to give us that shade. It's going to give us that protection that we need. But do you know how long that tree took to grow to that size, to be as beautiful as it is, to be able to give you what it is that you need properly? A tree that just been planted, there's no shade. It's a little skinny thing. It can't do nothing for you. You got to wait some years for it to grow and build to be able to see the manifestation of its beauty and to also be able to enjoy what it can give you, which is some shade, which is some fruit, which is some covering, or whatever the case may be. So again, time produces beauty. Time produces strength. Time also produces more than what you just need for you. It also produces what the kingdom is going to need from you. A tree, do you know how many people have sat up under that tree? Do you know how many people that tree has given shade to? Hundreds and thousands of people. But it took years to get that way, to be able to give to those hundreds and thousands of people. Same thing with you, brother and sister in Christ. Diligently seeking God also means waiting the time, because you don't want to go too soon. You don't want to go too fast, because you can't give to, you can only give two people something. When God said, I'm trying to get 2,000, 200,000 up out of you. So the time, don't be afraid of the time. Be on God's time, all right? Our failure to pray comes from the lack of desire for God. I know that one. What did she just say? Our failure to pray comes from our lack of desire from God. You desire that money, so you will put in regular time and overtime at work. Am I right? You desire that hairstyle, so you'll go sit in that chair for hours on end for them to catch every little hair and hair strand on your head. You desire that cut body, them abs and that shape, so you'll go put in time and time and time at the gym. You desire that man or woman, so you'll stay up all night on the phone talking to them. But the same thing, but why do we not desire God the same way? So if you're not praying to him, that means you're not desiring him. Because in desiring him, that means you'll communicate with him. You'll talk to him. You'll want to talk to him. You'll need to talk to him. So check your desire and see, you know, am I really desiring God more than I'm desiring these things of the world? I'll never forget when I quoted that scripture one time, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God said, quit quoting my scripture because you're lying. I said, excuse me? He says, you're lying. I'm not greater in you, because you making everything in you else greater than me. Because if I was greater in you, then those things that you are doing, you wouldn't do. So I can't be greater because I'm God. You're trying to tell me that what you're telling me is I'm second to those things, because you feel that you can't stop, you can't quit, you can't let it go and all this other stuff. So therefore, I'm not greater in you. Until I become greater in you, then those things will be of null and void to you. I said, ooh. So I quit quoting that scripture for a while. I had to wait until I was ready to fully desire God like that, to make him greater, that when those temptations or anything else came up, I was able to turn it down and say, no, I'm good. I desire God more than I desire you. All right? So Romans 8:27, I'm about to close now almost. Romans 8:27, and he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Seeking God means he will reveal who you are. Ooh, is that why we don't want to really see God? Because in it, he's going to have to reveal who you are. He's going to have to reveal those stumbling blocks. He's going to reveal those hindrances. He's going to turn the light on in some dark places. He's going to have to reveal you to you. Come on, y'all. Is that another reason why we don't seek him? We don't want to make the choice to seek God because we don't want to make the choice to do right. I wish that God, that I and all of us would really make him greater in our life and understand that, hey, who you are, he's not coming to reveal to you who you are in order to make you feel bad or make you feel shamed. He's coming because he wants you to be better. Because he has a great work and a great purpose for your life. He's not like man that's coming to reveal your sins, to put you down or to talk about you or anything. No, he's like, I need to reveal this to you because I need to show you where you're weak at. I need to show you where you need to build up. Just like I was talking to them last night, and I was talking about, you know, just like a fighter. A fighter knows where their weakness is. They know that if their left jaw is weak or their right jaw is weak or they haven't worked on their abs, so they know if you get a gut punch that is weak. So what do? They protect that weak area. But God says, I don't need you to protect it. I need you to expose it to me because I need to strengthen it. Because when the devil comes at you, he's going to keep on coming for your weakness. That's why I got to reveal that to you, because you need to strengthen that area. If not, you're going to fall every single time. So as we get ready to close, and Pastor E is getting ready to open up the phone lines for you to be able to dial one to join in on this conversation, I really want us to not be self-seeking and become God-seeking. Not self-seeking, but God-seeking. You look at this world now, and it's just, even if you just even look at some of the people that are on television, some of you, they're so self-seeking. Everybody got to outdo one another. Everybody got to have the latest and the greatest and the biggest and the baddest and then this and then that. And like I said, this year, when I eat, everybody eats. When I'm on something, I'm putting everybody, as many people as I can, on what I found. Even in the midst of me not getting support from the people that I thought I needed, could get support from, that's all right. That's not my fight. That's God's fight. Because God wants us to build one another. How do you build one another? I have to feed you. You have to feed me. How do we build our strength? Through the word of God, which is the food that we need. So I want us to be more God-seeking. I challenge you to change your focus. I challenge you to go on this 21-day fast for me. Faith, focus, finish. We have to finish something this year. We have to. So if Pastor E is there, he's going to open up the phones, dial one. And as he's getting everything together for anybody that wants to join in on this conversation and have anything that they want to say, I'm definitely going to make sure that I put up a prayer for everyone right now.
Amen. If you are interested, come on, dial one, get in the conversation with Pastor Valoris Brooks this evening. Good word, woman of God. I was in and out, but I got the meat of it, and I'm excited. So God bless you, and we're definitely praying with you and standing in agreement with you on your new journey and everything. So we just say thank God. Come on, dial one, join in. Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Pastor Valoris Brooks.
Amen. So how you been?
So how's it going up here? New job?
It's going. Yeah.
Book launch.
New job. Yeah. Book launch. That has really been going great. It really has. It's touching the lives of the people that it really needs to touch, and I thank God for that. So got the new book out. I went to go look at a couple buildings yesterday, so I put my fear away and put my feet to the faith. Went to go look at a couple buildings, and I got a couple more appointments, so I'm starting a ministry, Spirit and Truth Ministries, and Learning Center is what it's going to be. So I'm just trusting and believing God, y'all, and it's feeling good. I've shared with Pastor E many a times my fear in stepping out, but God he's pushing so hard that he's almost doing a ripping away, and I don't want him to do that. I want to be able to go and go in peace. So I don't want him to have to rip. So if I can help anybody on this line, if God is speaking, please answer, because then God
starts doing it
where it don't feel good. So
that's right. Well, you got our support. Amen. Now, it's not like we don't have people online, but no one is dialing one this evening. I think you just preached them up, and they're enjoying. Well, God bless. Come on. You got a few more minutes. Dial one. I mean, we're here. And if there's someone out there need prayer, I know the woman of God says she's going to lift up prayer. Go ahead and put your petition in now, and we can add you into that. Other than that, woman of God, go ahead and get that prayer on, and let's do it.
Amen. So, again, I want to encourage everyone to do a 21-day fast. If you can't do 21 days, give your best sacrifice. And every time God puts it on my heart, but I'm at least every 3 months, I'm going to be fasting, because I really want to see the power and the move of God in all of our lives. So I encourage you to be able to do that. I encourage you to sacrifice a little bit more this year and watch the glory of God be revealed, because he is calling. He's calling us to truth. He's calling out, and I always, it's interesting because I said, I'm like David, and I have all the misfits that are coming to the cave with me. And I love it, though, because those are the ones that's been thrown away. Those are the ones that nobody took the time to try to understand. Those are the ones that really want to understand. And I'm like, God, send the misfits, because the misfits won the war. So don't be ashamed of who you are and where you are in life. God is calling you right where you are at. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you on this evening. We magnify and glorify your God in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I ask to allow your spirit to rest on me right now, God, as I begin to pray for your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you begin to touch the minds and the hearts of your people, oh God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that they begin to seek you diligently and with their whole heart, their whole mind, their whole soul, God, in the name of Jesus, yearning and wanting more of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, wanting the Spirit to always be with them, to give them direction, to give them focus, to give them new light, to give them new inspiration, to give them new comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to be the same old anymore. You are doing a mighty move, and God, we want to be a part of that move, oh God. So touch right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Go into that home right now, Father. Regulate everything, Lord, that is not of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch that home right now. I'm seeing somebody home right now in chaos and turmoil, oh God. So God, I right now I'm praying in faith, God, that you go and you organize and you regulate. You be the head and you be in control. There's a mother that is crying out to you right now. Don't know what to do, about to throw up her hands, oh God. But Father, I need you to see that tear that's falling from her eye. I need you to hear that cry that is coming from her mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go in, Father, and do what only you know how to do, and that is bring peace and order in the name of Jesus. Someone, Father, went to the doctor on today, God, and they got some news from the doctor. God, I need you to touch right now. I need you to encourage them, and I need you to lift up their spirit, God, because, Lord, in your word, you said that there's some sickness that is not unto death, oh God. So, God, I need you to, Father, to touch that body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you to heal and regulate, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them know that they're going to be all right. Let them know that they're going to be okay. Let them know that you're still walking and talking with them and leading them and guiding them, oh God, and that healing is on its way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to seek you diligently, God, not just for the healing, but just for who you are, knowing, Father, that you're going to come with a mighty move of God in their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch finances right now. Touch marriages. Touch children right now. Touch jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to do more and more and more in our life, God. We need you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Can't do anything without you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I humbly lay before you saying, God, please do it for my brother. Please do it for my sister. God, even if they don't have the faith, by my faith, whatever they ask right now, whatever they call out their mouth right now, in the name of Jesus, God, by my faith, let it be done. Manifest yourself in their life. Prove yourself, oh God. Your people are getting weak, oh God. I got a phone call today, Lord, that there was another pastor that committed suicide, God. Your leaders need you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They're dealing with the ministry, and they're dealing with their own home. They're dealing with their own troubles and trials, God. But let them know, Father, that's still not the way out, God. You are our rock. You are our refuge. You are our strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your leaders right now, God. Lift the burden from them, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we're supposed to know, but sometimes the pain is so crippling. Sometimes, Lord, the things that come upon us, Lord, just hurts us so bad. Sometimes it pushes so far back, God, that we forget that all we need to do is just cry out to you. So, God, I'm asking right now, standing in the gap, Lord, that you touch that pastor right now, that you touch that minister right now, that evangelist, that missionary, or all your leaders right now, Father, that are right now at the edge of wanting to quit and wanting to give up. God, in the name of Jesus, come in like a mighty rushing wind, Father, and lift up their spirits. Send a word. Let the phone ring. Let somebody knock at the door, God, in the name of Jesus, that have a word for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you just bless the kingdom from the north to the south to the east to the west, oh God. In the name of Jesus, everyone, Lord, that is in your name, everyone that is seeking you, everyone that is in need of you, Lord, we just ask that you bless. Let no home go lacking. Let no home be in need. Let none of your servants, God, want or need for anything, God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to rest in you on tonight, Lord. It's going to be the best sleep. Somebody needs sleep tonight. Somebody needs sleep tonight. It's going to be the best sleep that you've had in a long time. Rest in God on tonight in the name of Jesus. And tomorrow, that thing that you're wrestling with will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bless you guys. God bless you. Love you.
Pain, oh my. After you've gone. I have gone through the rain.